Welcome into the Midweek Focus. Ricky Klaverkamp here on a special edition of the Midweek Focus since it's on a Monday instead of in the middle of the week. But it's because there's that public safety notice posted at the end of the month by the Oaks Police Department and in coordination with Dickey County State's Attorney, Kimberly Rodermacher. I got that one right that time, Kimberly. And got Chief O'Brien and Kim in the studios with me today. Guys, how are we doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Great. I really appreciate you having the time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, I've known of groups that come on out of the woodwork. And I've heard a lot. We've heard a lot on the news if you've been paying attention about Discord, Roblox. Of course, TikTok and Instagram have been in the news for a while. So we'll start off with you, Chief. What are we looking at here? I know you have a statement out.
Yeah, just to kind of piggyback on our statement that we had out on our Facebook post. So basically, I just want our community to know that the public safety warning issued by us and the Dickey County State's Attorney's Office did not come out of nowhere. In recent weeks, our department received calls for service in which callers attempted to initiate an emergency law enforcement response in our community based on fabricated information. Our officers responded and quickly assessed the situation to determine the calls were not legitimate. What started as a local law enforcement matter in Oaks became the foundation of a much broader investigation, one that has since connected our department with law enforcement agencies across the United States and with the FBI. The intelligence we developed through the investigation led us to issue this public warning. I wanted to share this because I want people to understand that this warning is grounded in something real that happened right here in our own community. This is not a reaction to something we read about somewhere else. This came to our community, our front door. And when it did, we took it seriously, we followed the evidence, and we are continuing to pursue every available avenue to protect our community and hold those responsible accountable.
I know that there have been a lot of these groups coming, and I'm guessing, what exactly is this group engaging in? And I'll leave the floor open to whoever wants to lead into that.
So what we're dealing with is an organized criminal network that specifically targets our kids through platforms. There really isn't a platform that they're not targeting from what we've gathered, but you have Roblox, Discord, TikTok, Instagram. These are not just random bad actors. It's very calculated and they're patient. From what we've learned, they will take months to build relationships with kids to the fact where they really think they're either talking to other kids online. Basically uses to trust and manipulate and exploit these kids. What makes it so difficult is it looks like a completely normal person online. Mm-hmm. There are obviously no red flags on the surface, and this is what makes it so concerning for us.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is it's not, they're just not looking to exploit them for, you know, maybe a personal gain, but they use these individuals to, their theme basically is to create chaos. And so, however that may look, they not only take advantage of these kids, but they also turn these kids to either commit self-harm. I mean, this could be your next school shooter. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the types of things that this group aims to do, and it's very unfortunate. And as I was coming in here this morning, we did receive a phone call from another law enforcement agency that indicates we do have another victim. So. Mm-hmm. The PSA obviously going out, I think, has been helpful because now we're going to hopefully, I hope we don't have victims, but I'm hoping as this is getting to be more known that more parents are watching and more parents are seeing this. And if there are more victims in our county, that they are coming forward.
What should parents especially, and even school teachers or and just community, what should they be looking out for in these kids? Like any warning signs?
So, something I want to hit on is, especially as a parent, is, and we're all guilty of it, especially I can even claim myself, is we need to have like an honest conversation with ourselves as a parent and as a community, because we know we live in busy, stressful lives where giving a kid an iPad, a cell phone, is just the easy thing to do, right? Because of the hectic, you know, things that we do. Because society's kind of created that, though, right? It's kind of the norm. Demands and parents today are like real, and I'm not here to judge anyone. Like I said, I'm guilty of it, but it's not the teacher. It's not law enforcement. It's not the pastor. Parents have to be the ones to step up. You want to be your kid's friend and trust them, but there's just so many evil things out there right now that if you're just trusting your child, again, this is what that group does, is make the kid think that, one, they're being appreciated, right? Or they're getting friends or, you know, feel important online. It's a whole different world, right? So if they're having those feelings on there, they probably don't want to tell their parents that or accept the fact that they could be, you know, a bad actor mm-hmm. in this case. So that's kind of the message I want to get across is, again, and I've talked to my wife about it too, is we have to be better. You know, I can't rely on a teacher or someone else to do that. It's our responsibility. So.
Well, and it's not just one when I say platform, it's not, obviously we're talking about Discord and everything else as far as the applications are concerned. But the crazy thing is it's on every type of device. I mean, we're finding that it's on PlayStation, it's on your phone, it's on your computer, it's on your tablet. I mean, they have access on all of these other devices too. So it's not just, I'm going to search through your phone. I mean, it comes down to searching all of the devices that they have access to, because we're finding that if there really is a connection this child feels to these individuals, they're going to find a way to communicate with them. And so it's not, like I said, just a simple thing like checking a telephone. This is looking at everything your child has access to.
I know I've grown up in this I'm the older Gen Zer coming on into this, and I know I use Discord a lot, and I know there's it's interesting because I always hear how Discord, there's a lot of Discord communities, and what should the kids be looking out for? Because kids especially are going to be using this. Discord is a thing that a lot of kids use for gaming. I know I used it for gaming. I use it to talk with my brothers when we play our video games. What should kids be looking out if they're joining a random community that they find online? Like they find this like, an invite link. What should they be looking out for when they like click that invite link and see in the actual community for the first time? What should they be looking out for to try to avoid getting into this?
I personally, if I were a parent, my philosophy has been that they shouldn't be joining communities and talking to individuals that they do not know. That's where this starts. When they start developing these communications with individuals they don't know is where we have the problem. And I mean, and you've seen documentaries out there on Netflix and everywhere about people being catfished and the extent that they can go to. I mean, there was one documentary, I think it was on Hulu, I just watched recently, where they were FaceTiming with people, but they were using AI to be able to mask that they were this person. And so between all of the technology that's out there, and so you have no idea who you're talking to at all. So to me, as a parent, I would not allow my children to talk to individuals online that they don't know.
Yeah, and the tough part, I think it is too, I'm not a gamer online. I'm back from the Halo generation.
Yeah.
But the problem is, you know, there's always the chat now involved with all these things. Instead of just playing a game and then it just shows people from, you know, different areas that you're playing against, it's like it's almost pushing for you to get to know these people and have them join your own account and stuff like that, which is dangerous. So I agree with what Kim is saying on that is, I mean, with this day and age and just, honestly, it's just going to get worse because of with AI technology and everything too. Is I'm terrified at, like, is there going to be ways to be able to stop it?
I'm looking back at this, and you say to the young people, it's not your fault. I mean, it's not, and you should just come forward. No one's going to be angry with you.
100%. Like, our most vulnerable, you know, is our kids, and who they're targeting is our kids. And, you know, the thing is that you need to understand is, we're all here for them. But again, they're being manipulated to think that coming forward is, you know, doing the wrong thing. You have to trust your parents. You have to trust law enforcement. You have to trust anybody in your life that you see as a role model or somebody you can talk to. So if you know if your friends are playing something and you know that there's somebody that you have no idea you ever heard of before, talk to them about it and either tell an adult about it, because you just never know. There's just so much evil out there that we just want you guys to be cared for. And again, there is no judgment. We're here for you.
And you have the warning signs for parents on here. Anything else that you wanted to add on to the public safety notice that you guys posted for warnings for parents to keep an eye on their kids with?
Well, kind of going back off to just kind of where Matt was too, is I think a lot of shame that kids don't want to come forward is one, not only, like I said, are they don't want to be thought that they're being taken advantage of, but what we're finding kind of coupled with all of this is that these individuals are eliciting pictures of these kids. And so now that this is going out into the, you know, stream of commerce, and unfortunately, that's where we're seeing some of this child sexual materials that are being brought out there. And Matt and I, when we were on our, I was on my way in, we were talking about how with the AI and everything else, these pictures can then be altered in such a way too. And so, like I said, there's children, I think, that are putting pictures of themselves out there, and they're ashamed that law enforcement's going to find out, they're ashamed that mom and dad are going to find out, and what the recourse is going to be. And so I guess one of my biggest sayings is, you know, is to really push and impress upon these children not to share images of themselves in any size, shape, or form with individuals that they don't know. But so again, I think that's part of the issue that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. So we can't help you if we don't know about it. And so if the sooner that we know about something like this, hopefully the sooner we can catch this and it doesn't become a bigger issue. But parents really do have to realize if their child is being starting to withdraw, and the odds are your child was probably already withdrawing at this point, and that's what made them a perfect target, because they're now being isolated by this individual. These individuals we have gathered from some of the information is they make you feel special. They make you feel important. So they're trying to, like I said, at that point, develop that relationship. The violence that can come out, it comes after that, after they've already groomed you, because they're trying to, like I said again, convince you that they're a safe person. Mm. And so I would just be careful of if your child is becoming more secretive, more withdrawn, if there's any changes in their normal behavior, if they're more, you know, like, sad or melancholy than they normally would. I think those are some good indications that something's going on.
I would just like to add to, there are things that come to our community to help educate parents. And I think the sad point for that is we don't have good turnout. Like, we've had BCI down at Oaks Public School, and then also at the Ellendale Public School. And from what I've heard, is turnout has been very poor. So I feel like as parents, again, when you see opportunities like that, especially, you know, everything is changing, right? There's just more and more things coming out. You have to keep yourself educated to be ahead of the game, because as what you thought our parents' internet was type of thing, is a statement we kind of read, it's not the same anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so much more dynamic, where these people are very smart at what they do, and we have to stay up on all the new trends and what they're doing and everything else to protect our kids.
Anything we want to mention on the progress of the investigation into this group, into these groups?
We've learned a lot in a couple of weeks. I've been in communication with a lot of agencies I didn't even know existed, mm-hmm. but it just shows you the broad targets that they have. And it's been a lot of different calls for service. A lot of it's not the same. It's, you know, I think there's a lot of bad actors in there that kind of have their own roles into it. And that's what makes it terrifying is, a lot of it is very realistic. So again, without law enforcement, you know, able to like determine deception and stuff like that for a normal person who's maybe naive to, you know, the things that go on in this world. It's an eye opener, you know, for us, especially because small town Oaks, North Dakota, you know,
yeah.
Hoping, you know, for what we've been doing here and working with the state's attorney's office and stuff too, is we put in a lot of effort, and hoping that what we do can lead to more developments to stop this. So Kim wants to add on that.
Well, and as I sadly joked at the beginning of all of this, after we received the first call, I said to Chief O'Brien, what happened to, you know, children just prank calling and asking, is your refrigerator running? How it has evolved into something greater than that. And I do want to commend Chief O'Brien on the tenacity as which that he's gone after this investigation. What started off, you know, as a potentially benign phone call has, you know, encouraging him to dig deeper. And pretty soon we kept digging deeper and warrants have been sought after to try to obtain more information. And it just, it's one more avenue. Then there's one more warrant, you know, and he keeps tracing the rabbit hole. And I think that's a great thing, especially now knowing that there are children involved. And so, like I said, I think we're going to both keep going until we can at least make it as far as we can with this investigation. And hopefully, you know, as we're seeing that this is crossing state lines. And so this really is going to end up being kind of a federal jurisdiction mm-hmm. issue, we believe. But whatever Matt and I can do on the local level, we're going to do.
Awesome.
I'll just add one more thing. It's like we're not looking at trying to determine who's doing this, obviously, mm-hmm. not at state law, because it's way above, you know, what we're able and capable of doing. What we want to make sure is when there's victims or anybody in our community, that they're safe. And that's the bottom line. And until we know that, we'll continue going down every avenue that we can.
Guys, you guys are doing amazing work. You guys are doing God's work. And I appreciate you guys doing this and coming on down today. Any final thoughts we wanted to say before we head on our way?
Our kids are worth it. So, again, as tough as it could be to, you know, question your kids on certain things, trust your instincts on it. And don't be afraid to call us, because there is information that we can have and give you. And if we don't know something, we'll find it. We're not going to pretend like we know an answer. If there's something way above what we have for our own personal knowledge on this, we'll get an answer for you. We want to be able to get ahead of this ourselves, because it's in our community.
Kim?
And again, kind of segueing off of that, I think some of the parents' first instinct too is if they find out this information or find that something's going on with their child, that their first instinct is to be angry with the child. And it's hard not to be, because I'm sure that, you know, as I know, I've set parameters with my kids about what they need to do as far as internet safety is concerned. And I know that they have violated that. And so it's like I said, that's your first instinct. But now knowing essentially the global nature of this and what's going on, I hope that we can be a little bit more understanding if we learn of something. Again, I would advise that parents, if they have suspicions that their child is being taken advantage of, that one, they're open about it, that they are accepting to the extent that they can be as a parent, to have the child at least be able to be willing to come forward and speak to law enforcement. I would want them to report this to law enforcement, obviously, and so we can, like I said, take whatever measures we can, at least on the local level, to ensure their safety.
Guys, thank you guys for coming on out to the station today, and good luck in the investigation.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Again, that is Chief O'Brien, and from the state's attorney's office, Kimberly Rademacher. And again, the number for Oaks PD is 701-742-2172. Online exploitation of children can also be reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678 or cybertipline.org. This has been the Midweek Focus.